Hello and welcome to Coffee House Shots, the Spectator's daily politics podcast. I'm Isabel Hardman and this is the Sunday Roundup. The conflict in the Middle East entered a new dangerous phase on Saturday night as Iran launched over 300 drones and missiles against Israel, its first direct military attack against the country after years of a shadow war. On the BBC This Morning, Health Secretary Victoria Atkins confirmed that British military planes were operating in the region.
I know this is a very sensitive situation, but what can you tell us about the UK's involvement in this? We know our planes were in the skies over Iraq and Syria. As you understand it, did they shoot anything down?
Well, this was an incredibly significant attack on Israel. What I'm able to say at the moment, I hope viewers at home will understand, it's a live military situation. I am limited in what I can say at this point, and there will be updates through the day. But I can confirm that British planes were sent to the region as part of our what's called Operation Shader. That's our anti-Daesh initiative over Iraq and Syria. I'm not in a position at the moment to confirm or deny whether they took part in any of the activity you've just described, but more planes were sent to the region, and I'm told that they will intercept airborne missiles if they threaten the existing missions that the UK already undertaking in the region. But that does not, I'm just being very careful here, it doesn't necessarily mean that happened last night.
Shadow Home Secretary Yvette Cooper condemned Iran's actions and said all measures must be taken to prevent any further escalation.
Well, we strongly condemn this reckless attack by Iran on Israel. There's been a real concern from the very beginning about the risks of escalation. And whilst the international community has been urging restraint, instead, Iran has chosen to do the opposite. I think all of our concerns will be for the security of people right across the region now. And it's very important that everything possible is done to prevent further escalation and to try and maintain people's security in the region.
Iran claimed its attack was in retaliation against an Israeli strike on an Iranian embassy in Damascus. Israeli government spokesman Avi Heiman claimed that the Damascus strike location was definitively not an embassy, but a military position.
So the Iranians say that their attack was in retaliation to Israel's attack on their embassy in Syria. Will you admit or explain Israel's role in that?
Well, firstly, I'm not going to speak directly to that strike. What I can tell you definitively, is that attack occurred in a place that was not an embassy, that was not a consulate, that was not any kind of diplomatic mission. It was an Al-Quds Force military position. The people there were active members of the Iranian Al-Quds Force. And they were there, I'm sure, seeking harm on Israel. We will continue to do what we need to do to defend our nation. And again, it would appear that Iran wanted to do some serious damage, and thankfully they didn't. Although one 10-year-old girl is currently fighting for her life, a young 7-year-old Israeli Muslim girl who was hit by shrapnel last night.
Co-leader of the Green Party, Kel Adenya, said there was clear evidence that Israel has been breaking international law in Gaza.
Just briefly, we've spoken a lot this morning about Iran's attacks on Israel. Do you support the UK being involved in helping Israel defend itself?
Well, first of all, I think that the news that we've had overnight is extremely concerning, and the top priority for the UK government has to be seeking de-escalation in this situation as far as possible. I know there'll be a UN Security Council meeting later this morning, and I really hope that that will be the UK government's priority. We've seen news, and I know we'll be receiving more news as the morning progresses on what exactly the nature of the UK involvement has been so far. We don't have all that information yet, as far as I understand. I think, you know, you'll be aware that as Greens, we were calling for a suspension of arms sales to Israel. It's worth noting that the UK provides a pretty small proportion of Israel's total arms. They're a major manufacturer themselves. But given that there is very clear evidence that Israel's been breaking international law, both in Gaza and although this doesn't justify really Iran's response at all, it is worth noting that Israel's attack was on diplomatic premises, which is itself breaking international law.
And in other news, the tobacco and vapes bill will be in Parliament this week. If it goes through, it would ban the sale of cigarettes to anyone born after 2009. Koonsberg asked Victoria Atkins whether stopping people from smoking outright was unconservative.
Legislation, draft laws will be in Parliament this week to progressively over time ban the sale of cigarettes. As a Conservative, why is it up to you to tell people what to do? Aren't you meant to be a party that's is like freedom? You know, some of your colleagues aren't very happy about it. And the former Prime Minister, Boris Johnson, says it's nuts.
Well, as Health Secretary, obviously I'm responsible for looking after not just our health and the NHS, but also I have to look to the future. And we know that smoking causes 1 in 4 cancer deaths. It's responsible for 80,000 deaths a year across the United Kingdom. And pretty much every minute of every single day, someone will be admitted to hospital with a smoking-related condition. Now, every smoker I've ever spoken to in their adult years wishes they hadn't taken it up. And we know that the majority of smokers start smoking before the age of 20. So what we're trying to do is to say young people, children aged 14 or 15 this year, will not be able to buy cigarettes from shops. That doesn't mean that if you're an adult watching this programme today and you already smoke, we're not... stopping you from buying them. We just want to stop our children from buying them. And protecting children, I think, is a very, very conservative value. Looking out for future generations is a very conservative value. And just as with the economy, we appreciate that a strong economy helps pay for the NHS, we also know a strong NHS helps a growing economy. Okay. And this is part of ensuring that we reduce the demand on our NHS in the years to come.
OK, well, that will be in Parliament in the next few days, likely to go through because Labour's backing you, not necessarily because all Conservatives are.
That's all for this week. I'm Isabel Hardman, and this podcast was produced by Joe Bedell-Brill. Don't forget to subscribe to the Coffeehouse Shots podcast on the iTunes store. And if you enjoyed this podcast, do subscribe to our daily Evening Blend email. It's a free roundup of all the political news each day, along with analysis and a diary on what to expect next. Just go to spectator.co.uk/blend. Thanks for listening, and do join us again next week.